tonight. There is many here that the Lord is saying that I am marking you tonight to be a voice. I am marking you tonight to be a voice. I am marking you tonight to be a voice, says the Lord. And the Lord says, will you pick up this mantle? Will you pick up this mantle? Even in this next season, the Lord says, will you pick up this mantle to be a voice for the things that I am saying in this hour? The Lord says that He is going to be quickening you. And I just see that many of you, I just see many of you actually getting on social media. I see many of you getting on Facebook. I see many of you just getting on there and just being like, you know what? It's time to come. It's time to gather. It's time to be awake. This moment matters. And the Lord says tonight, I literally see, like just like this lady has a blanket over her, I literally see like a mantle, like capes of ambassadorialism coming upon many of you tonight. You're being anointed as ambassadors. And you'll know that it's you if you have desire. If you have a desire in your heart, and you're the one, you're saying, you know what? I want to make a difference. I want to be a part of this. You know, I might not be the one leading in worship, but I can get 10 people to make a difference in this season that matters. If that's you, just take that. So Lord, I just thank you for that mantle. I don't know why I keep seeing they're yellow mantles. They're yellow mantles with red in them. I don't know what that means, but the Lord is just pouring down these mantles of revival. That's what they are. They're mantles of revival, and they're mantles to be an ambassador for this message. They're mantles of revival, and they're mantles to be ambassadors of my message. And the Lord says that I'm going to raise up even more in this season a people of conquering faith. A people of conquering faith that will say, but God. But God, in the face of everything that's shaking down, whether it's sex ed curriculum or whatever, there are going to be people that see through the eyes of faith and say, my God is able. My God is able. My God is able. And so the Lord says that even tonight, I am imparting in this tent a fresh anointing of a victorious spirit. There's a victorious spirit that is coming into your soul tonight at another level. You already carry this. Many of you already carry the spirit of a conqueror. But there's an upgrade tonight, the Lord is saying, that when people come and they're in a murmuring spirit and people are coming and saying, oh, well, it's going to be this and it's going to be bad and the economy is going to crash and this is going to happen, you're going to rise up. You're saying, no way, man. No way. No way, man. My God is bigger. My God is greater. And I am of a kingdom that will not be shaken. And if everything around me is shaking, I am going to be I'm going to be steady on the rock. That I am of another kingdom. The Lord says that I am releasing even now as I prophesy, even now as I prophesy, God is releasing a spirit of victory. A spirit of victory. A spirit of victory, that there will be a people that say, but God, but God, but God, but God. So I just feel like tonight, I feel like we need to go out with like a declaration or something that's like declaring the victory of the Lord over Canada or just something like that, like an anthem type thing. You got me? She got me. She's awesome. Okay, and let's just go out decreeing the victory of the Lord over this season for our nation. Thank you, Father.